Good evening. This is Shobhasachi Bhattacharjee with Regional News. Both Houses of Parliament have been adjourned for the day following a ruckus by the opposition over various issues, including alleged bribery charges against a prominent business group. When the Rajya Sabha began its proceedings this morning, Chairman Jagdeep Dharkar rejected the adjournment notices under Rule 267 given by the opposition MPs on alleged bribery charges against a prominent business group, Manipur violence and violence in UP's Sambal. When the House reassembled, opposition members and others continued to raise the issues forcing adjournment of the House for the day. In the Lok Sabha, when the lower house met after the first adjournment at noon, opposition members from Congress, Samajwadi Party, DMK, TMC and others trooped into the well, raising slogans over the same issues. The presiding officer repeatedly urged for order in the House, but they continued with their protest. These forced the adjournment of the House for the day. Union Minister for Women and Child Development, Annapurna Devi, launched a national campaign, Bal Vivah Mukt Bharat, in New Delhi today. The primary agenda of the program is to make India a child marriage-free nation. During the event, the minister unveiled the Child Marriage-Free Bharat portal. The online platform has been developed to support the campaign's mission of raising awareness, preventing child marriage and effectively reporting incidents of child marriage. The Union Minister also laid a collective pledge against child marriage, which is expected to reach up to 25 crore citizens during the campaign. In a tragic incident, two labourers working in a construction site at Dhoni Colony, Itanagar, died and two others sustained injuries when they were buried under soil while working on a retention wall. Capital SP Rohit Rajbir Singh, in a press statement, informed that the incident took place around 4 p.m. on Tuesday, and SDRF and police personnel started rescue operation. Tanis Orang from DK Julie Assam and Joseph Tokno of Dhoni Colony were rescued alive and admitted at RK Mission Hospital for further treatment, while two others, Jahan Hamim and Bijay Bagh, both residents of DK Julie Assam, were retrieved after a four-hour rescue operation under the soil. They were evacuated to the hospital where the doctor declared them brought dead. The bodies have been handed over to their families. Indian Red Cross Society, Arunachal Pradesh State Branch, at the initiative of Governor K.T. Parnak, organized a voluntary blood donation camp at Rajbhavan, Itanagar today. IRCSAP, in collaboration with the doctors and technical officials of Tomo Riba Institute of Health and Medical Sciences, Ramakrishna Mission Hospital and Rajbhavan Dispensary, contributed to the event. Dr. Jennifer Tang, Senior Medical Officer, Rajbhavan Dispensary, informed that 104 units of blood were collected on the day and the blood units have been sent to the blood banks of TRIMS, Nahalagun and RKMH, Itanagar. Mayor Tami Phasang represented the state at the National Conference of Mayors and Chairpersons under the 16th Finance Commission held in New Delhi. Addressing the conference, Phasang highlighted the challenges faced by emerging cities like Itanagar and urged the commission to prioritize equitable resource allocation to ensure holistic development. Two persons were apprehended with carcasses of birds and wildlife by a team of forest officials, Yachuli Forest Range. The range forest officer sent the team to the spot after receiving telephonic information from the AGB of Ambam village in Pristana Circle regarding illegal hunting of wildlife and birds by two unknown persons. The team also seized an air rifle, air pump, torchlight, casting net and a scooter from them. The Nahalung police arrested four accused allegedly involved in a snatching incident. The Nahalung police station received a verbal complaint on November 20 regarding an incident in which unknown miscreants forcibly searched a woman's bag for cash and valuables, the police said. Subsequently, during investigation, police arrested one Bomge Lumgi and thereafter three more persons were arrested. The arrested individuals have been identified as Gucci Taking, Simpson Taggu and Gan Bahadur Rai. Meanwhile, SP Nahanagul Mihin Gambo urged the public to report such incidents promptly. The 7th edition of MTB Tawang, one of the most popular and challenging mountain biking events in the country, concluded successfully, drawing enthusiastic participation from national and international cyclists. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.